So first we shall learn a little Maor Inayim. And the Hilig Maor Inayim today has two very big shtiklach on Parshas Matos. And the first shtikl on Parshas Matos is about the concept of sweetness and flavor. It says in the Pasuk, Ta'amu Uru Ki Toiv Hashem. It says in the Pasuk, taste, and you will see that God tastes good. Because if you want to know what tastes good any place, if you had some chocolate cake tonight, or you had some vanilla ice cream, or you had banana split, or you had some franks and blanks, whatever it is that you like, whatever your desire is, a steak, whatever it is, what you're tasting that's good is God. That's all there is. All the good is God. Tamu ru ki toiv Hashem. The nitzutz hakadosh in the maichel, that is what tastes good in the maichel. If there wouldn't be a spark of God, there would not be any flavor. And he says in Wasan Vort, and this is really on this week's parsha, the parsha in the Dorim, this is why he brings it in. Because he says, you know, what you're tasting good is the spark. But no two sparks are alike, and every spark is sent down in the Shemayim to you and to you and to you, because only you can extract the spark from that frank and blank, which is 3 inches from the side of the tray, the warming chafing dish on someone's table on Mariner Way, and you're going to get that frank and blank at a particular time, and only you can extract the spark of Kedusha from that frank. And therefore Hashem makes it taste good. You should yearn for it. Hashem makes it. You should have a desire for the frank and the blank. So you should take out not the frank from its blanket, but you should take the spark out of the blanket. That's the reason why the Rebbeinu Shalom gives you a geschmack in the frank and the blanket. Because the geschmack is the Rebbeinu Shalom. Tamuru ki toiv Hashem. Bitoyim, and you'll see that it's Hashem that you want to taste. What do you want to taste, Hashem? Hashem makes himself taste good because the tachlis of the Bria is that Hashem said only human beings can extract sparks of Kedusha from the food in this world. And therefore it says, the Moinai is Helig is Valtigavort, that is why a shulchan, a table, is called a shulchan. Miloshen Shlichus, because Hashem sent the food to the table, dafka for you. That every single piece of food on the table, every carrot, and every pea, and every pickle, and every olive, and every sliver of coleslaw was sent there because there's a spark of Kedusha that only you, and that's why you desire this. That's why you have a geschmack in coleslaw. Because Hashem, why does Hashem give you a geschmack in coleslaw? You, someone else can't stand it. You love coleslaw, someone else can't stand it. You love olives, someone else can't stand it. What's that? The terrors of Hashem gave that geschmack to you because Hashem knew that the sparks in coleslaw can only be extracted by you at a certain time. And therefore, a shulchan lasher shlichus. Nothing came to your table haphazardly. It all came in a Shemayim. And that's really the meaning of Shirayim by a Rebbe. That a Rebbe knows how to give Shirayim. A Rebbe has Ruach HaKadosh to give everybody the little piece of his plate to you, the piece that shayach to your Sharish Neshama. That's what it's all about. And the Sekhman the Rebbe, Zechet Tzadli Vrasi, gives Shirayim to the people on his left, he only gave from the left side of the plate. The people on the right gave from the right side of his plate. The people in front, he gave from the front of his plate. Because he knows that the Shirayim, the reason the people on the left are sitting on the left is because they have shayach to the left side, the lefty Shirayim. And the people sitting on the right is because they're shayach to the righty Shirayim. Snish Poshet. Things don't just happen. You hear it. Shulchas Lashon Shlichas. And that's the pshat. Of course, there's the Heilig Gevort from the Arizal, as Yortzeh is coming up soon. The Heilig Gevort. Ki lo alechem levad yichi adam. Because a person doesn't live by bread alone. Kel kamoitze pi Hashem. Because it is not the lechem that gives you life, it is the mitzvah pi Hashem that's inside the bread that, number one, gives you a geschmack in the bread. You wouldn't enjoy bread unless some people are allergic to bread. They're not allergic to bread. The pshat is that the Rebbeinu Shlom knows that these people are not capable, they weren't made to extract the spark of Kedusha from bread. That's why these people talk that they're allergic to bread, because they have no shachar to bread. They could not take out the bread. They're not well-bred people. So they're not good breeders for bread. And the Agantza Avodas Hashem is to be mighty, the tzitzis properly. And that's why the Gemara says a person is Yoshev B'tayin is a chayte. A person who sits and fasts is a sinner. because he is foiling and interrupting the avodah of Hashem. Hashem, I don't want you to fast. I have malachim who can fast. I want you to eat. I need people to eat, but eat properly. If you don't eat, you're not going to take out the nesaitis HaKadoshes. I put these nesaitis in the veld. If you're not going to eat, you missed the whole point. You're not going to eat. You're not going to do what you're created for. Don't be a malach. Whoever is Yoshev B'tayas is called a choyte. And therefore, Kol HaMaimon says, the Heilige Gemara Na'ayim Tzar Lahamin, Shein Shem Dover, Shei Chutz, Laivadosi Yizbarak. Yizbarak. There's nothing in the world that's outside of Avodas Hashem. You go swimming, it's Avodas Hashem. If you feel you have to play some basketball, it's Avodas Hashem. You got a kayak, it's Avodas Hashem. There's a nitzot someplace in that kayak and in that molecule of water that you're going to go rafting on that has to be redeemed only through you because you're shaykhus to it. And that's what Yichudim are. Yichudim are, Yichud means to have a personal encounter. And I think it was the Hussiat in the Rebbe who said that when you have what's the most haphazard thing you think of the world? The most haphazard thing in the world is how they take your luggage on the airplane and they throw it all into the cargo hold. And then when you get off the plane, they dump them all inside one of these vigalach, and then they dump it on the carousel. And it's totally haphazard, totally mamish random. And Zoktus Yatne Rebbe, when it happens to be that your duffel bag is connected to somebody else's golf clubs, you think it's just a hefker azoy, it's min shemayim. It's min shemayim that punkt that your duffel bag is next to this guy's golf clubs or vice versa, and maybe you'll help him out taking it off the carousel, make a kiddush Hashem, and by doing that you'll be mighty the tzitz kedusha from the golf clubs and from your bag. So it looks like it's just haphazard that you're saying to some total guy you'll never see again, your life doesn't have his name, you have no shaykhs to him. Haphazard. No, it's not haphazard. It's all by Sheret Min HaShemayim. And that's Yichudim. That's called Miyachid Yichudim. Hashem makes appointments. Hashem makes meetings. And there's a Yichud. There's an interface. There's an interface and a catch between one and the other. And therefore, Shulchan is called Lashon Shlichus. Everything on the table is sent there on purpose. It's not random. Every arbus you pick up, there's a reason why this arbus is next to that arbus. That you're sitting exactly, your feet are exactly on those fibers of this carpet right now, this second. It was bashered from the Rebbeinu Shlomo Sheish Mei Bereishis that your foot should be on that fiber, that blue and black fiber right this second. Things don't just happen. And there the Baal Shem Tov says, if you don't, the more you live life, Hamechem Mitzadik Over, every step you take, there's a reason for it. Your foot has a step on this piece of concrete. Your car to drive down this street. You never hear before. No. How come I have a blunder on this street? It's not for a blunder. You think you're for a blunder. You think you lost in the street. It's Shemayim. There's something that you have to do in this street. Your car, your body has to go through the street. Your eyes have to look at this pole over here, this electric pole. Why? Only the good Lord knows. But there's a reason for it. It's Shemayim. Helikat Tzadik used to always go on trips, especially during the 3 weeks. And they would go out into the world. And the Baal Shem Tov says, not only a yid can extract holy sparks, even a goy can extract holy sparks. If a goy eats something, and with that koyach, he's your bellhop in the hotel, and he takes your bags up to the room, and does the tayyib for a yid, and about to get this if you're there for a dvar mitzvah, so that goy, even the goy, who can't even speak English, and the only thing they speak, and everyone speaks this language, right? This is the language everyone understands. But the English you can't speak. This language for state manala. So lamaisa, when you give him this dollar bill, you might see this $5 bill or whatever you're going to give him, you might see kedusha in this dollar bill. Because ultimately, a yid, wherever you go, is all kedusha. It's all shlicha shel mitzvah. And the goy who participates, and he ate. So by doing it, but he ate in order to give himself kaya to be your bellhop. So he elevated that spark in the breakfast that he ate. But, says the Chelik, but the Barnaim says something now, the Shreklach. He says, but therefore, you're eating and you're learning, and you're eating and you're davening, and you're sleeping and you're davening as Tluyim Zebezet. And they have a Klal Shel Davar. It's Rak Davrechet. It's all one thing. It's all over this Hashem. There's no difference between eating and learning. Rak. If you don't eat like a holy Jew, you're not going to learn like a holy Jew. If you serve Hashem when you're eating, and you're only eating for one reason, because you want to extract from the food the energy to serve Hashem, Then you'll look to serve Hashem. You'll daven properly and you'll learn properly. But if you don't eat properly, you don't eat like a mensch, like a Yiddish mensch, you're not going to learn like a mensch. It's all zevazet. So the dining room and the base manager should tell you zevazet mamash. There's no difference. It's one big avoid. And that's why it says taka, the oysters of tainus are taste oni, because when you fast, sometimes also you can give oni means we're sort of kaviyachal, the Rebbe Shalom is poor. Hashem needs us. Tunu ois alakim. Hashem says, give me koyach. When Yidden do my avoida, when Yidden eat l'shem shemaim, learn l'shem shemaim, daven with the right kavanas, they give koyach to Hashem, and sometimes even fasting. Sometimes. Well, it's necessary to fast. You shouldn't fast all the time. But when you fast, it's also taste ani. You're giving kaviyach, the Rebbe Shalom is an ani, and you're giving because Hashem has nothing. A malchus, as the answer is, I'll be gabola, why even a king is called an ani, because less megar me klum, a king has nothing for himself. So you're giving the Rebbe Shalom as malchus, you're giving him koyach to be the melech, and therefore the tainus Gufa gives koyach to their Rebbe Shalom. This is all the shmuz of the Hilchos Gemara Na'im. It's merdik gezach. So zokt the Hilchos Gemara Na'im that this koyach, this power, is really given to Yidden. The Baal Shem says even a goy can do this sometimes. There's value in the avoid of a goy, but you can't compare it to a yid. Because we learned earlier in Parshas Yisroel that when the Rebbe Shalom originally spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu, he was kaitel kol ha-tarakula in the very first words of the Aseres HaDibros, Anechi Hashem Elokecha. Kol ha-tarakula, every word of Torah that will ever be spoken by any Jew on the face of the earth from Matan Torah till Bias HaMashiach and beyond, was included in the first word of Anoichi of Hashem Elokecha. Why is it necessary? Because we want every Yid to know that his entire being is connected with the whole Torah, and every word of the Torah is a Shleimus. There's no such thing as one word in the Torah. There's no such thing as fragmentation by the Torah. There is no prop in the Torah. There is no one piece broken off. Fakir, this world is called Alma de Peruda. This world is a world of separation. When you're in Olam Hazeh, then one, you can have a beach with gazillions of grains of sand that are absolutely impossible to count, the number of grains of sand, and everyone is a separate entity. But by Yid, nothing is separate. This world is called Alma de Peruda. So it looks like a whole big beach front full of sand. This looks like one sheet of sand, one layer of sand. No, nothing can be further from the truth. It's not one layer of sand. You have trillions and trillions of individual grains of sand. Because this world is called the Alma de Peruda, the world of separation, the world of fragmentation. But when a person elevates himself to the world of Torah, in the world of Torah, nothing is separate. It's all one. That's why the whole Torah to be said in one word. Everything was included in one word to say that you learn one word of Torah, you learn Kol Torah Kula. There's a ripple effect in me and in Kol Torah Kula, and I am adding to my own personal shleimus. Torah is not fragmented. Torah is one. And the more you learn Torah, the more you see how everything in the world is intertwined. Everything, even the Alma, the Peruda, even this fragmented world can be put together, and you're a put together person. Today it's a big thing, you know, in modern jargon, is to be put together. Is the guy put together? Or he's not put together? Or he's like a lot of flakes? What are you? Are you a flake? Or are you put together? A flake is that you're an Alma de Peruda. Are you flaky? A flaky guy is a guy who, like, is not flaky. He's like, it doesn't connect. He doesn't have his whole act together. He's a person who doesn't really see how one word leads to another, one action leads to another. A flaky person is a person who is takib, flaky. He's not put together. He's not. He doesn't see the whole picture. We admire somebody who we feel he has an agenda, and he has a plan for life, and he has a menu, and he has a script, and he knows where he's going, and everything he does is thought out, and everything is planned, and he has a schedule. He doesn't live life just impulsively. So the opposite of flaky is a person who has his act together. He's got his life together. That's a very big compliment. So a Torah person, the ultimate get together is Torah, because Torah by definition is all together in one word. And therefore he says it's very important therefore not to fragmentize ourselves, because the whole Torah, he says, is in our mouths. That's a Yisoid the Morning. I mean, again, every week is the same thing in different words, but to me it's always exciting, because first of all, I forget it, and number two, it's just the same thing, but it's always different. It's amazing. It says the same thing every week. And he says that the ganze Torah is nikva bepiv mechai hachayim ora ein soiv baruch hu ka'omor. He says the whole Torah is inside the mouth of every yid. It's on my tongue, the whole Torah, and the oisis Torah inside me, and you don't see it, but it's there, and it's all one Torah. I have the whole Torah in my mouth. I'm like an MP3, like a jillion things on one little thumbnail. I have everything here on my tongue, and it'll be shlemus. I don't cut my own tongue, but you can cut. You can bite your tongue. You can bite your nose, despite your face. You can bite your tongue, despite your soul, and that is by speaking dvarim v'talim, and lashon hara, and profanity, and rechilus, and anger. And every time I use my tongue improperly, against the midas of the Torah, so I have mamish. I have left the oilam ha of shlemus, of yehuda shlim, and I've entered the world of piruda, which is the worst place to be, the alma de piruda. If you're in the world of shlemus, then every second is really eternity. When you're in the world of shlemus, there's no past, there's no future. All there is the present, because the present is eternal. Because if a person is a person, that's why a tzaddik is lamalam an azman, lamalam an amakam. A tzaddik is totally in the present. Because every present is in Torah, he's in Avoida. And Torah and Avoida means not connected with the Olam of Shleimus. In this world, there's 10 o'clock, there's 1 second of the 10, 2 seconds of the 10, 3 seconds of the 10, and then there's nanoseconds. Because this is the ultimate period. The time is the ultimate period. You know, time is so separated. Every nanosecond separates another second. But when you with Torah, you're above time, you're above space, and that's why a tzaddik sees the past, sees the future, sees everything, x-ray vision, microscope vision, everything you want, because every second is an encounter with eternity. And it's alma de shlim. And therefore he says, he has to be so careful not to be mafrid chas shalom. If a person keeps the Torah in his mouth, b'shleimus, then he's not mafrid, says the Heilige Gemara Naim, you don't separate the Torah from the Rabbanu Shlom. If my mouth is pure and clean, then the Torah in my mouth, dvorish esan v'yafichal yamushim epichim yivzer zarach amar Hashem, my mouth and Hashem's mouth are interconnected. Yishakein v'shikas piyu, Hashem is kissing me all the time. Hashem's lips are on my lips, kaviyachal, means my lips are in touch with eternity. Hashem is eternity. And I did not separate it by speaking Dvarim B'Tehillim and Lashon Hara. That's why Dvarim B'Tehillim is such a big gaveira. Because Dvarim B'Tehillim is not stam, I'm wasting time. The first thing is Dvarim B'Tehillim, wasted words, not Torah words, not stam, I wasted my time. It means I separated myself, I cut myself, ogahak, ogahak, ogahak. I cut myself off from the Rabbanu Shlom. I cut my lips off. Hashem's kissing me. Yishakei Mishigas Piyu. Hashem's in a rapturous embrace. He wants to mamash love me with Torah. And he wants to teach me Torah. He wants to give me mouth-to-mouth resuscitation with Torah. And I'm speaking Dvarim B'Tehillim, and I'm not interested. Get back, Rabbanu Shlom. I want to talk Dvarim B'Tehillim. I'm not interested in such fancy stuff. I'm a regular guy. And that is, Dvarim B'Tehillim is not stop wasting time. Dvarim B'Tehillim is, I have pushed Hashem out of my life. I pushed him away from my mouth. Meredith. Because the Rabbanu Shlom is barach mitzamtem es atma kaviyachal aladam. Because Hashem wants to be marchiv the gvulas hakadusha, like it says, Hashem wants to be everywhere, and He certainly wants to be inside a yid. So Hashem wants mamash to hang to us, cling to us, be davik, and just like we talk about being davik Hashem, Hashem wants to be davik in us. And there's nothing that's further from God than a human being. What do you think is the furthest place from God in the world? Gehenna. What do you think is the furthest place from God? 20,000 leagues under the sea. You think sounds like in the court, you think out someplace in outer space. What's the furthest place from God? A man, a human being who's oblivious to Hashem is the most distant place from God. It's the darkest place in the whole universe, is not a black hole someplace out in galaxy number 6 NPWX nebula Milky Way, .com, some place 10 billion miles away. That's not the furthest place from Hashem. Because well, Hashem is something far. But Hashem is no distance. Hashem is the malam and amakim. The first place of Hashem is a heart that doesn't have Hashem in it. That's really far from God. Because that's mamish. That's the cavity. That's the ultimate cavity of Gedalia. The ultimate cavity is not where there's a hole in the tooth. The ultimate cavity is a heart that is devoid of Hashem. So that is the first Yisoid in the Morning Line. Okay, the Erech, that's the first Yisoid in the Morning Line. Avaz, I tell you a time, I've just told you, a fingernail. I just synopsized you the little parts that I can comprehend vaguely as you hear, but the little bit I can comprehend and attempt to give over to you. That's why I just told you the first part of the Morning Line, the part is Matos. Then, the Morning Line is a whole different shtickle over here about Tzedakah. A whole shtickle here, Morinayim, starting from page Reish Tzadik Beis. Oy! And he says here on Daf Reish Tzadik Gimel, a Merdig Yisoid. And he says that, you know, you and I think we're big Bali Tzedakah, right? You tell me, a lot of money Tzedakah. I'll ask him if he gives Meiser. I say, no, I don't give Meiser. He'll probably say, you give a Chaimish. I know you. I don't give Meiser. You say, I give a Chaimish. Maybe you do. Are you a Baal Tzedakah? Maybe not. Says the Morning Line, you can give a lot of money to Tzedakah and not be a Baal Tzedakah. How do you like that? How's a child? I give so much. I give more than the Chaimish. I'm not a Baal Tzedakah. No. Al Kain, Ein Lodom Lulamit Choyvel Zulasai. Lamer Kafa Kach Ezek Hasarim. Shal Yodai Neroi Lerachim Olav Lehenoisai. Ki Iker Mitzah Tzedakah. Shei Bemidois Rachmanus Avlamish and Neroi Lefi Hanira. The biggest Tzedakah is to have Rachmanus. And to mayer rachm on a person, even though you don't think he deserves it. So if you have akpad on people, or even if you're stuck with, I can't stand this guy. But I give him anyway. You know, I really don't like the guy. The guy, I'm not even sure he's for real. If I give him, he's such a nudnik, he bothers me. His wife bothers me. I give him money. But I really don't like the guy. But, you know, like this, otherwise it'll make me trouble. It'll drive me crazy. He'll tell people the rabbi is not about tzedakah. So to get him off my case, I give him some tzedakah. But I don't like this guy. Terrible! Says the Morning Line, you missed the whole tzedakah. Tzedakah is to mayer rachma people. Tzedakah is to look with compassionate, pitiful eyes on somebody. I really feel bad for this person, and to daven for him. And the emphasis is he doesn't say this Morning Line, but now he understands the Gemara in Baba Basra, because the Gemara says that if you give somebody tzedakah, you get 6 brachas, but if you mafaisa, you make a feel good, you get 11 brachas, altogether 17. So you get more brachas than mafayas. According to the Morning Line, I understand what it means mafayas. Mafayas doesn't mean stop making a feel good. It means I have mercy on him. Mafayas doesn't mean I'm just saying words. It's not stam, I'm comforting him. It means that I am mafayas means I really feel bad for this guy. That's difficult. So it's one thing to give someone money, but to be mishtatev b'tzar chaveira and really feel his pain. And mamish, and like I told you all the time from the Kedushas Levi, that in the Yud Gimel Yisra turn the dreshes bam, corresponds to Yud Gimel Yisra rachmim. And Hashem Hashem Kel Racham, Racham corresponds with Gzeri Shava. That's my favorite word in the Kedushas Levi. That Rachman is Gzeri Shava. Because Racham means I feel you like you feel yourself. Gzeri Shava, we're equal. Like this, I could look down on you and see, I blew it tonight. I was not so good. I was interrupted a couple of times in the middle of my supper. I only had like 15 minutes to eat supper, running to Mincha, running from one place to another. So, knock on the door, so. Gotta answer it. I answered it. I'm not too merciful. Well, the first one's, give me an envelope. Okay, fine. Second one, no, this guy, I'm not gonna get rid of him so fast. So, I tell him, but this is the third time you hear this year. Just for the record, you know. No way, he says, I know the guy, I know for, it's the third time he came from Israel this year. And he's trying to prove to me it's not so. So I got into a whole debate with this guy. Now, why did I get into it? And he whips, he actually keeps records. He has the whole record. According to my records, I wasn't here since 2003. Now that I know for sure is not true. I know this guy's face. I know his name. I know his face. He's been here 3 years. Come on. No, you see it. Your name is down from 2003. So I got into a whole little sixth of it. I never should have gotten into a sixth of this guy. That was a bad mistake. Not a good idea. Because I didn't get out of my supper to get into a fight with this guy. I want to do some snooker. I want to be nice. Make him feel good. What's the difference? He came 3 times. I'll give him what I feel like giving him, but I have to make him feel bad that's the third time he came this year. Because he always like puts pressure on me, like, you know, I owe him something. So, what's the difference? Let him ask what he wants. Let him say what he wants. The halach is you have to get stuck even 100 times. The guy asks. I mean, it doesn't say how much. I give him a penny every time I give him. But But I have to respond. I can't say, well, I gave you 99 times already. No, if he comes back again and he's poor, I have to give him another time. It's a real test, tzedakah. It's a real test of our patience. It's not a question of money, it's a question of patience. There's a lot of human factors involved. That's why he's stuck at the hardest mitzvah in the world, because a lot of human midas involved here. You know, stop, the guy bothers me. He's a nudnik, a little supper, mind you. And he's a nudnik, his third time this year. I don't like his face. And you know, it's stuck like this. If he's dressed too poor, he's a slob. If he's dressed too fancy, he's not poor. So I have to like, I look at the guy like, he has to dress exactly like I want. I have a picture of what a poor man has to look like, right? If you're too messy, then already you're a bechlal, just white trash. If you're too fancy, then you're a fake. You're just a slick guy. What do you need me for? So I have to like have a certain picture. You have to look a certain way. I have to speak a certain language. Very, 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 very personal prejudice kind of a mitzvah, you know. You know, you have to have the look. You have the look. I like my poor people. There's a certain look. I just send out uniform requirements. Full on the income comes my door. There's a certain look I want you to have. You got like, and your head should be tilted in a certain way. And you should talk not too soft, not too loud, not too arrogant, and not too humble. You know, I'm going to make a whole script. What I expect of my poor people, my cadre of poor people. Zog that the Gemara Nayim that the aside of the dog is having a chmanas, not the money. Because if you talk to him with compassion and love and concern, you'll be moyer the midas harachmin and shamayim. What's the ikir? This is sarusa d'latata esai la'ela. That's the yisoid. So the morinayim that so it's all about midas. Just like he said the morinayim, I said earlier that your midas, when you eat and you sleep, have an impact on your learning and your davening. If you don't eat like a mensch and sleep like a mensch, then your davening won't be like a mensch. Your learning is not like a mensch. You're a behema gasa. You're just a big animal your whole life. If you eat like an animal, you learn like an animal. You daven like an animal. So too with your tzedakah. If you're a mensch and you really care about people, then you can give tzedakah some money also. But the first thing is to care. But the problem is, he says, that we really love our money more than people. Because he says we have big chemes hamamon. Especially in these diaries. Money, 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 money. And you know why we love money so much? Why we love money so much? He said the reason is because really we're Bali Taiva. But we woke up when they realized, you know what? I get all my Taiva through money. So why should I love this Taiva, this Taiva, this Taiva? I'll just love money. With money, I can do whatever I feel like. So it's great to have money in my pockets. I know once I have money in my pocket, I can get anything I want. What do I want? When I eat something, fressing, essing, going, looking, traveling, clothing, whatever it is I want, cars, whatever I need, money. Money is the answer to everything. It's the cure-all. It's the panacea. So therefore, he says, I love my money more than I love people. Now, I give tzedakah, but tzedakah is to love people, to care about people. But my heart is not into people. I'm into money. And the more I love my money, the less I love people. There's only room in my heart for one kind of love. I love money, I can't love people. How do you like that? So gentlemen, just hand me over your money. I wouldn't want you all to be crippled spiritually and emotionally. Just hand over your money. Whatever you have in your pocket, please hand it over. I don't want you to be crippled. I want to do you a favor, and we're gonna you have a blank chest, you give me all the money you have. I don't want you, Chas v'Shalom, to be inhibited with this filthy lucre which is stuffing up your hearts and not letting you become what you really should become. The Bekitzer, you hear this? The money, avas ha money, the type of money doesn't let you love people. And that's the pshat. He says in Heidegger Parsha's Masay, it says vayisu mikivras hataiva, vayisu mikivras hatava, vayavoyu chatzeros. As they say. Vayisu mikivras hataiva and they got the chatzeres. What's the shaychus? Zok the heilige morinayim. Here's how the shaychus works. Because when they bury their taiva, then they become the chatzeres beis Hashem. You have to first bury your taiva. As long as you have a taiva for money, which is love of yourself, we really need like this. It's very partial. It's not the love of the money that doesn't let you love other people. Money is loving yourself. Because money means I love my taiva. So when I have money, I can have everything I want. So the ultimate self-love is love of money. So the more I love myself, I can't love you. I can't love you. I love me. It's only so much love, you know? I have no room in my heart for you anymore. I'm so filled with me, I don't love me. Azog the Moray Nile, it says here in the Pasuk, we have 42 Masois, and it says, where does it say this? Where does it say, Vayesu Mikivro Isatava Vayachanu Bachatseirois? When you leave, when you bury Taiva, when you bury your Taiva money, then you come to Chatzos Beis Hashem, the courtyard of God. Can't be in both places at once. So the Rambam paskens, you can't be in two places at once. You know the Rambam. Can't be in two places at once. My favorite Rambam. Can't be in two places at once. Saves me a lot of trouble. I can't be in two places at once. So I can't be there for you because I have two places at once. So you can't be in Taiva land and Chatzos Beis Hashem. Taiva is me, Chatzos Beis Hashem is you. And you can't really love God if you love yourself. Can't love God if you love yourself. You hear? So that's the pshat nichsefa. It says in Tillim Pei Dalid nichsefa v'gam kol sanafshi l'chatzas Hashem. You have to have a yearning for chatzas Hashem. If you're yearning for taiva, you can't have nichsefa v'gam kol sanafshi l'chatzas Hashem. When it's vayisem mikivres a taiva, when they bury taiva, then they can leave there and go to chatzas beis Hashem. Ah, very digazach. And listen, he says weiter. He says, this is one of the most, this is a classic Marinayim, that is Reish Tzadik Hei. Ki be'emez v'yishiyesh le'chush ha'reyach ha'ruchni. If you have a real edla sense of smell, if you have a spiritual sense of smell, Azari B'cheskel over here has a spiritual sense of smell. You hear this? He says, Ein eisecha lo'y v'le'en yibosar, yirav yistakel shamo sh'loizin she'en loizin stalka k'roi, Masriach mamish kedavish lo nimlech v'shoyim l'melach. The Chazal say melach mamil chaser. Chazal say the melach, the preservative of money, to keep it from. Thank you very much. You know, you don't salt the meat gets fafoiled. Salted meat is preserved meat. Salted leather is tanned leather at last. If you don't salt it, it stinks. It stinks is rotten. Chazal say melach mamon. How do you salt your money that shouldn't stink? Chaser, bima chaser, give me a tzedakah. Zogt me'inayim, any yid with an edel chush of smell, any yid that has an edel chush of smell can smell out money that wasn't, the tzedakah wasn't given properly, that a yid didn't give ma'aser. So, you want me to, you a little test over here? You want me to smell your wallet? You want the smell test here? He says, anybody can do it. He says, dafke. If you don't give your tzedakah properly, it's nisrach. Your money will get fafoiled. And mi sheish dechush shareach aruchni eni seicheloi leni baser yir v'yistakel shamosh oisin shen oisin tzedakah kroy masriach mamish. It stinks. It's rotten money. It's rotten money. Dali, you smell your money lately? Smell good? Have a tzedakah reich ganeden in it? Let me see how this money smells over here. What? It doesn't smell bad. No sirchan. That's about it. It doesn't smell bad. What? Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Olam Shakol Niyeh Bidvaro. Okay, so that's the second Meridig Ishtikl of the Morinayim, Heidig Parsha. Then we turn our sights to the Heilig Kedushas Levi. And what's up the Heilig Kedushas Levi, Heidig Parsha? A lot of things, but what I want to share with you is not much. He speaks the Marjah Matzah, he speaks the whole Shmuz. And Parsha Matzah, he says the Shmuz, really the Orachayim HaKadosh has the same Shmuz. The problematic opening pasuk of Masay, Vayichta Moshe as Moitza Ayam, Lamasa Ayam. Moshe wrote their Motzayam, their exits, Lamasayam for their journeys, Al Pi Hashem. They Lamasayam, Lamotzayam. And these are their journeys according to their exits. So it's almost like a flip side in the same pasuk, contradiction. It says Moshe wrote Motzayam, Lamasayam. They Lamasayam, Lamotzayam. Moshe wrote their exits, their leaving, according to where they travel. And then it says, and here are the travels according to where they're leaving. What does that mean? So he says that all the matzois in the Midbar, Shteit Nezayah Kaddish, is because the Midbar, it looks empty. but really it's full. It's full of nitzaitz akdashim. Now these words must sound strange. I mean, for people who don't have any chush in this, nitzaitz akdashim, what's this spark stuff? What's going on here? I mean, tzaddikim really live like this. They really see the sparks. They, whatever they do. That tomorrow night I just said. Everything has holy sparks. And argan savoyde, everything is sent. This bottle, this half-empty bottle of seltzer, was made dafka shmeg a bracha. Now why does someone else drink this bottle? It's Meir Shemayim, Hashem sent to Becheskel's Bitzah had to get this bottle, we got downstairs in the refrigerator, and just sitting there waiting, that I shmeg a bracha. So he might see the tzitzis. That's all there is to it. And I will drink a certain amount. If I leave over like maybe an inch of water, it's because that didn't have the sparks for me. It wasn't sent to me. It's on the shulchan. This is where the shlichus is. Zogdei Mori Nayim, Moitzei Lamaseyim. Moitzei means to be Moitzei Nitzaitz Akdoshim. Lamaseyim. The journey, the map that Hashem made for Klal Yisrael, the 42 places they travel, was based on Moitzei Lamaseyim. Because Hashem had an agenda that the Yidden should extract the sparks of Kedusha that were in this wasteland, this wilderness called the desert, the Midbar. Because of Moitzeiyam, that's why it's a Maaseiyam. The Moitzeiyam, the plan that Hashem wanted to be mighty, these holy Nitzaitzes in this place, that's why Hashem made them travel these places. It's Moitzeiyam Maaseiyam. The Mela says, Veilam Maaseiyam, it's telling you that the whole Maase was the Moitzeiyam. So it's not kind of, it's the Vayetha Moshe is Moitzeiyam Maaseiyam. Moshe wrote the Iker. So it's the puzzle that's over the Iker. The Iker is not the travel. The Iker is the Moitzeiyam. The main thing, the Moshe knew the main purpose of you was not the traveling. The main purpose was the what they'll do when they arrive, which is the Moitza. They will extract the holy things from these places. And the Maisa, he wrote, the Eile, and now I'll give you a list of their travels, which were, the purpose of which was Moitzeiyam. So the puzzle starts off, Moitzeiyam, Lamaseyam. Because Dick was the Moitza, not the Masa. But now I'll give you a list of their masa for the sake of moitza, as I state in the Heilige Kedushas Levi. Now this concept is brought down in the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, and where I left it in my, oh here it is, no, here is the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. So the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh speaks about Mahandi Geparsha very beautifully, and he says somewhat, it says similar, but the truth is he says, he's much more barichas. He says, Lamaisa, the Tachlis is like the Kedushas Levi said. The Aruch Chaim, of course, lived, he died in 1747. So Kedushas Levi died maybe 1810 or so. So he was like a door before. Of course, they never met each other. But he was a door before. He was the same door as the Baal Shem. He was a ben door as the Baal Shem Tov. They also never met each other. Kedushas Levi is a two door yisrael to the Baal Shem Tov. He's not the door right after, he's the door after that. He's the Talmud of the Mizrach Magid, who died around 1776. Baal Shem Tov died 1760. Dor HaChaim HaKadosh died 1747. So, the kids, it was 1747, I believe, was 1743. Okay. Bays, it was 1742. It was the Ramchal died in 1747. The Ramchal died 1747. Well, it was Tesla of Tammuz, in the 1740s, and the Kitzer, he's Bar Marach, he says, not only every Masa, every travel was for the sake of finding the Nitzaitzis, but it says in the Torah Makam that this is a Makam of Nachash V'Akrav, because the reason why the Nitzaitzis was spread out all over the Midbar is because it's a place where the Nachash sent them. The Chait of the Nachash made all the Shriyas HaKelim. The Yisrael of all Kabbalah is that originally Adam Rishon was kind of all the Kedusha himself. There were no scattered sparks of Kedusha around the entire world. It was the chait of Adam Rishon when he was seduced by the Nachash HaKadmoni that blew him up. Adam Rishon, so to speak, like boom, and all the Kedusha exploded out of Adam, and the sparks went all over the entire earth. That's why there's only human beings on earth, because that space has no sparks. And we're here to Mekadosh this earth. And the Nachash made it happen. And therefore the Nachash, with his Armumis, Dafka, put the sparks in the desert where he knew no one's gonna go. Who's gonna go to the desert? Ah, so everybody says, okay, you know what? The Jews are gonna be in the desert for 40 years. Who in the world would ever go to a desert? Who is going to make the Sinai Hotel in the middle of the Sinai Desert? Who would want to be in the Sinai Desert? It's not exactly a great place to be. So the Rebbeinu Shlom made it that the Yidden are never stuck in this desert for 40 years. And every single place they stayed, and the amount of time they stayed there, we don't even know how long they stayed in every individual place. Kodesh Barnea, they stayed 19 years. A few other places, the Rashi makes the Cheshbon. But otherwise, we don't know how long they stayed, because they stayed exactly to the nanosecond the amount of time it took the Yidden to be mighty, the Kedusha, this God-forsaken, looks like God-forsaken, but it's really a Nachash. The Nachash put in the Tzitzis there. That's why it says in the Torah later on, it's a Malkam, Nachash, Vesorav, the Akrav, different names for scorpions and snakes and serpents, because the Nachash came there and put it there. And they got Hoin Kodesh V'yoker, Shein Aroi Chelov. The main Bizas Mitzrayim, the main treasure of Mitzrayim, was not the money that got Mitzrayim. It was the ability to go into the desert and get all these lost souls and strengthen Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is a stronger nation because of this. Again, it's hard for us to comprehend this. In other words, we were actually strengthened. The whole encounter in the Midbar was very good for us. We got stronger because all these lost sparks come from Adam Rishon. And that means that these sparks are the essence of humanity. And the more sparks that Klal Yisrael captures, that means we become more in the godliness of the Rishon. It's like we're recapitulating, recapturing, reliving the godliness of Adam Kaidim Achait. So the sparks are Galal de Gazach. Something sparks, sharks. What? Who cares about sharks, sparks? Sparks? What's the spark business? No! It's a very important thing, these Nitzitzas. Every Nitzitzas, your kind of makes you more of a mensch. Makes you more in the sheer kind of Adam Rishon. Don't you want to do that? Sure you do. You want to be the Adam Rishon, Adam Achait. Close to their Banishdom. That's the Tachlis. And the Yidden did this. And they could only do it, though, he says, because there was Shishim Rebo. In other words, this ability to be like a magnet to extract sparks, just push it by traveling, not doing anything else, is only because there was 600,000 Yidden. Because 600,000 Yidden is the ultimate Shleimus. That's like a sheer kaima. That's like a, it's like a, it's like a, it's an edifice. It's like a, it's a, it's a comprehensive, total, complete human body composed of many individuals that now join together in the ultimate human assembly, and that human assembly, by definition, attracts, like 600,000 Jews comprise an iota of what other mission was Kaidim Achait. Before you get to 600,000 Jews traveling together in a very synchronized, organized manner, according to the Machnas, we have no shaykhus to the original man. When Klal Yisrael, as 600,000, travel in such synchronism and such organization, awesome, and they intertwine one another. I must confess, that's Adam Rishon. I can't get it out of my mind. Your brother still owes it to me. One of the most exciting things I ever saw in my life, I must tell you, was Purim a few years ago in Skver, when they had the Purim spiel. I wish I'd do it again. It was the most amazing thing I ever saw in my entire life. The nigun goes through my head all the time. A second, it slipped me. They had like 100 Hasidic Yungalai dressed up like soldiers from the War of 1812 with the guns, etc., dressed up like, and they drilled them like you have in West Point, and they marched in absolute synchronism and choreography, the most intricate marching, like this group going through that group, you know, they're like going through each other, not hitting it. They must have gotten they had a drill master teaching this. I don't know how much time they spent on this. It had to be an awesome man. His brother's the mayor. His brother is he the mayor of Square. His brother organized it. It was amazing. I had to see it again. And the music, I had the nigga in my head. I forgot it just now. Just left me. They were playing a tune. How did it go again? It was much in my head the whole week. I don't think. But why I bring it up to you is that they were so absolutely synchronized, one into the other one. They were like so harmonious, so balanced. You ever see soldiers like they're marching? They're marching like, you know, perpendicular to each other, and they just go right through the ranks, even though they're marching. You have two different bands of soldiers, and they go right through each other without hitting each other. Precision marching. It's awesome to watch it. These are Chassidus Yungalai. They don't do this well. In West Point, they probably take 2 years to come to Madrid. These guys probably did it on Titus Esther, you know? But it was awesome. It was mamish. They looked like recruits at West Point. They didn't look Chassidic. Their pay is tucked under their 1812, you know, it was 1812 bonbons, and it was murdik, it was mamish murdik. I can't forget it. So that's how the Machnis Yisrael, they were so intermeshed, intertwined, it was perfect. That when they blew the chatzaitzrus, when the clouds went up, they were marching, moving, every single yid was totally in harmony with another yid. That was Adam Rishon Kana Mechait. Are you in harmony with yourself? No. Your brain says one thing, your nose says something else, your mouth says something else, your brain says, don't speak Lashon Hara. What does your mouth do? Speaks Lashon Hara, nothing personal. Right? Your brain says, don't look, you look. And your brain says, don't think, you think. Brain says, get up to daven, you sleep. Brain says, daven kavana, you mumble. So we're not in harmony with each other. We're constantly fighting each other. We're in struggle with each other. I'm not a harmonious unit. I am disarray. I am mamish mumbo jumbo. I am mamish totally a friction, constant friction. There's no harmony. That's why we die, says the Sephardic, because we're wearing ourselves down. We are mamish the whole day. We're rubbing as each other the wrong way. The ultimate thing to pay a price for it. You just rub. You get rubbed the wrong way enough, and you just rubbed out. We rub each other out. You don't have to have Al Capone to rub you out. You don't have to get the mafia to rub you out. You rub yourself out. We're just thinking that gets me tired. But other Misha Kadamachet was perfectly in harmony. He did everything, was meridic. He was so organized, so put together. He was not Alma de Peruda. The Alma de Peruda, the fragmented world, it's just a constant struggle. In the Midbar, by the fact that the Yidden reconquered some of those Nitzaitzes on the Rishon, so they got, they came back to that level. So let me just tell you two more things, gentlemen. There's a beautiful Kli Yoker on this. The Kli Yoker has three different shatim to frame for the Kasha of why it says, Moitzei l'masayim, al pi Hashem ve'ei l'masayim l'moitzeim. Again, this problem. Pasuk starts off by saying, these are the Moitzei l'masayim, these are the exits based on the travels, and here are the travels based on the exits. Zokta very pushed. The first answer is very good. He says, Moitzei l'masei means sometimes the Yidden travels forward, they're going out towards Eretz Yisrael. Their goal is Eretz Yisrael. Sometimes they travel backwards, away from Eretz Yisrael. So when it says Moitzei l'masei, it means when they were Motzi from Mitzrayim, they're going out of Mitzrayim, away from where they want to get away from, and they're going l'masei towards Eretz Yisrael. However, when they were chayte, they went back 8 masos, then it's maseim l'maseim. They're going, the maseim is against the maseim. So the purpose of the maseim l'maseim, al pi Hashem. When it was al pi Hashem, it's maseim l'maseim. They're going out to the journey towards Eretz Yisrael. But ve'el maseim l'maseim. But here's the list of, there's also other things here. There's also maseim, there's on this journey, which was against maseim. There was not in the direction they want to go. That's the first tarot to give. Second teres he gives is, whoa, he says there's two different kinds of yidden discussed over here. There's the yidden and the Erev Rav. The yidden, they were leaving Mitzrayim and going to Eretz Yisrael, because the yidden knows that their real source is Eretz Yisrael. We are Israeli Jews. Even in Mitzrayim, Moshe says, I'm an Ivri. I'm not an Egyptian, I'm an Ivri. I mean, Yosef said that. Yosef is Ivri and Noichi. The Erev Rav, however, considers them still Mitzrim. They were going along for the ride, but they're really Mitzrim. So he says, for the Yidden, we're going to Eretz Yisrael, primarily it's Moitzei l'Maseiim. They're traveling to go to their Moitz, so Moitz means their source, which is Eretz Yisrael. But the Erev Rav, it's Maseiim, they're just traveling, but L'Moitzeim is not, it's not their source. Their source is Mitzrayim, and they're traveling really to a fremde place. He proves it a little more by Riches. He gives a third shot. Very nice, Kli Yoker. And just to end it off, we have the Heilige Oiv Yisrael. So we learned a big Oiv Yisrael on Shabbos. I'm not going to repeat that. The Meredik Oiv Yisrael. Here in Parshas Maaseh, the Oiv Yisrael says, Grace in Yonim. Mamash, everything is Kodesh Kedoshim. But he brings down over here, it's hard to even say it over. I can't say things you're not holding by. But he says that
the tachlis of going of the membeis. Okay, I'll just say the words membeis in gematria is 3 times yudalit. 14 times 3 is how much? 42. The 42 refer to 3 bechinas of yadayim of the Rabbanim Shalom. So you know this. There's 3 different terms that are used to describe God's hand. This is new stuff. There's yad ha gedoyla, the big hand. There's yad ha chazaka, the strong hand. There's yad ha rama, the upraised hand. The yad ha gedoyla is the yamin of chesed. Yad ha gedoyla is gedula, the chesed of Hashem. That's, and yad is 14. Yad ha chazaka is smile, which is gvura, strong, gvura, tough. And the yad ha rama is the kavem tzoyi, which is rachmim, which is the balance between chesed and gevurah. So you have to have a yad yamin, you have to have a yad smoil, and you have to have in the middle a hand. There's a third hand, they're in the middle. So the membeis masois, which is 3 times 14, brought Klal Yisrael to balance the 3 hands. The yad gedola, the yad chazaka, and the yad rama. Yad rama lifts it all up, that's perfect. And he says, this is a merit of art. He says, this is the pshat that Shlomo HaMelech is Masakin Erevin and Atilas Yadayim. Where's the pshat? Because the Gemara says in Erevin, everyone knows, the Bishosha Tikein Shlomo HaMelech Erevin Atilas Yadayim, Abbasak came out and said, B'ni Yim Chakam Libechi Yis Machdibi Yim Gamoni. Shlomo HaMelech's ultimate chokhmah was Erevin Atilas Yadayim. And perhaps he's alluding to the word of the Kotzko. The Kotzko was after him. The Kotzko says the famous word, what's the chokhmah of Erevin Atilas Yadayim? Because the Erevin is to mix people together. And the Yadayim is to wash your hands. So that was done a reingemisht and upgevisht. The Kotzker Rebbe says the biggest chokhmah in the world is to be involved, but detached. You're involved with people, but you're detached. You don't let people taint you. I go down, I deal with people, the lowest level of people. I'm involved, but I'm not absorbed by them. Some people are very porous personalities. Whoever they get involved in leaves a big impact on them, a stain, a taint. Like there's 2 ways, the statement is one, there's 2 ways to clean the floor. You know, 2 ways to clean the floor? Do you ever mop a floor? There's 2 ways to do it. You can get on your hands and feet and take a brush and scrub the floor. Or you can use a mop with a long stick and stand up straight. There's 2 ways to clean people also. You can get down and clean them and go on their level. You lower them to their level. When you're on the floor though, you get spritzed, you get dirty, you're on the floor, you get a backache. But when you're elegant and you have a mop with a stick, it's from a distance. You're cleaning the floor, but you're keeping your distance. You're getting involved, but it's a distance. That's not a rangemish nafgevish. Says the Gehele Goyiv Yisrael, the Abderuv, that Erev, Erev, the outside letters of Erev are Ayin Beis. Ayin Beis is Chesed. 72 is the Gematria of Chesed. Then the letters of Erev are Yud Rei Shuvav, which is 216, which is Gvura. The idea of the Erev is that you surround the Gvura, the Yad HaChazaka, with the Yad HaGdoyla of Chesed, and you come to a balance between the two of them, and that's the Racham, the third Yad HaRama. So the whole 42 Masois in the Midbar is 3 times 14, that they didn't waste the time, the 40 years in the Midbar. The purpose was to get balance. Mamash, like the Vort of other Rishon, Kanavachay, was balanced. We're not balanced. We're Tzedreit, Mehinkit. We're tilting, we're listing. One day we're too much this way, one day we're very nice, next day we're very nasty, one day you treat your wife very nice, you speak nice to your wife, next day you snap at her, and you snarl at her, or you ignore her. So one day you're nice, one day you're nasty, not you, Gedalia, but the rest of us. You know, nice, not so nice, sometimes we're overly nice, then we're overly nasty, we pay attention, we ignore, we are so tzedreit, we're so off balance, that it's terrible. And other Rishon Kodem Echait was just right. He was fine. And the purpose of the Membeis Masois was to get the 3 hands. Right hand, left hand, and then the middle hand, like the 2 scales, and there's something holding up the 2 scales. That is the tachlis of the Membeis Masois. He speaks about Barichas, Maitzein L'Maseyam. Adon Rishon was Novena. The other Adon Rishon was Chaype. He wandered also. He didn't have a wander. Adon Rishon was chased out of Gan Eden. He was wandering, trying to come back to his old Madrega, but he couldn't. The Yidden in the Midbar continued the wandering of Adam Rishon, and they were finishing the original Gullus of Adam. Adam went to Gullus. When a person is out of balance, he goes in the gullus. Or the Rishu went in the gullus. This is why Klai Yisrael go in gullus. Also, they were finishing up the avoida of Adam Rishon after the chait of being Nav and Nod. They were also Nav and Nod, but they did not fulfill completely, and that's why we're still in gullus to this day. Gullus to this day is trying to still be Masak in the chait of Adam Rishon and to find a balance in Klai Yisrael, a balance in ourselves individually, that there should be a balance in the good in us, the Gvur in us, and we should come to the Yad HaRama. Okay, they went to Mitzrayim, the Yad Ramah. They went to the Yad Ramah. When they left Mitzrayim, the purpose was to come to the Yad Ramah. This is divorce.